Many cities have neighborhoods where it's hard to find healthy food, especially fruits and vegetables. In Columbus, Ohio, a new mobile market is bringing healthy food to people who live in these food deserts. The Veggie Van is part of a wider effort to see what helps people eat better.
Y'all coming over to check it out today, right? Over to the mobile market.
Monique Williams-McCoy greets everyone walking down Cleveland Avenue like a neighbor. Many of them are. She's lived in the Linden neighborhood for most of her life and knows how hard it can be to shop for groceries here.
People would have to take two buses to get to one grocery store. So that could be a hardship for someone that has young children and someone elderly that can't walk and carry groceries and so on and so forth. So we're trying to bring it to where they're at.
Williams-McCoy works for Local Matters, an organization that tries to improve food education and access. The group recently launched the Veggie Van, a mobile market that sells fruits and vegetables at affordable prices. They even accept supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits, she explains to a passerby.
I mean, you can use cash, your debit card, or you can food stamp card, and then we match you, match your SNAP benefits. So you spend $10, I give you $10. But you have to spend.
The Veggie Van is full of colorful peppers, carrots, corn, and more. A hand-drawn sign says, "We're organic." The market will spend 4 days a week visiting neighborhoods that have the city's highest rates of food insecurity.
We are hoping that by shopping at the Veggie Van and making fresh produce more available and more affordable in communities where it's not currently, people will eat more of those foods.
Adam Fazio is the director of development for Local Matters. He says soon enough, he'll have scientific data to back up his hope. The Columbus Veggie Van is part of a larger study to measure how mobile markets impact fruit and vegetable intake. 9 vans are taking to the streets in New York, Massachusetts, North Carolina, and Ohio.
They're seen as one of the positive solutions to improving access to healthy food in areas that don't have access to a supermarket, but there's not as much good evidence looking at whether or not they're having an impact on diet.
Lucia Leone is the lead researcher on the study, based out of the University of Buffalo. Researchers are providing Veggie Vans with up to $50,000 of support.
A lot of them are only operating, you know, during peak growing seasons. We're asking them to start operating at least 10 months a year so that they can be a more consistent source of fresh produce. We're also asking them to do more nutrition and cooking education at the market.
So just going to add all this into a bowl.
In Columbus, Williams-McCoy will do on-site cooking demonstrations that show how to make a meal with market ingredients for less than $10.
So this is one of those easy salads you can make and marinate and just let it sit in your refrigerator and eat off of it all week. Very inexpensive, very good.
Inexpensive and fresh are the reasons Daniel Baker and his girlfriend, Christine Gerlando, are buying groceries at the mobile market. Holding an orange in his tattooed hand, Baker looks to Gerlando for her approval.
Oh, an orange. Can I get 2 oranges? All right, I'm going to get 2 oranges. They look good. I haven't had an orange in a while.
They say they usually buy TV dinners because they're cheap and easy, but they want to start eating healthier.
And you get to pick your own stuff. It's not all prepackaged. Yeah.
They use their food stamps, and they sign up for Veggie Van's rewards program, too.
We got 4 ears of corn, an onion, 2 apples, and 2 small cucumbers.
Tomatoes.
Oh, cherry tomatoes.
The total comes out to $6.50.
All right, that is $6.50.
Gerlando pulls the tote bag of groceries over her shoulder, and Monique Williams-McCoy waves goodbye.
Thanks for stopping.
Thank you.
The couple says they plan to come back next week. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.